So what can be done to prevent further deaths in Haiti? Vaccinating Haitians against cholera may seem an obvious answer, but there's been a lot of disagreement over the idea. Peter Hotez is an expert in vaccine development at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. Dr. Hotez, the World Health Organization recently announced plans to send cholera vaccine to Haiti, but this came after WHO officials had earlier said that vaccination was not the answer to Haiti's problems. And I understand you were one of many advising the WHO as it came to this decision. What's going on? Why the change of heart?
Well, you know, cholera is a very problematic disease, and in the past, cholera was a disease such that it would cause very rapid, devastating outbreaks, but then almost just as quickly disappear. However, what we've now started to see over the last few years are prolonged outbreaks. So in places such as Angola, where epidemics have been lasting for a year or more, it's made us reconsider that this is maybe not your grandfather's cholera, that we need to rethink a strategy in what we do in what we sometimes call reactive situations, that is a situation where an outbreak has already happened. So in the past, we've often thought of using the cholera vaccine only in terms of a preventative measure, but this is preventative plus now that we're going to be using it in this type of reactive situation.
But there will be some logistical challenges. Obviously, I mean, one of the things being that a cholera vaccine requires several doses, doesn't it?
Well, the bigger logistic challenge is, I mean, certainly the fact that you, ideally in this kind of situation, you'd like to have just one dose vaccine so that you don't have to track people and make certain they get the second dose after a couple of weeks. The bigger issue right now is when myself and others started advocating for use of the cholera vaccine, we quickly discovered there was no cholera vaccine, that there are two major manufacturers of cholera vaccines, and they only had 100 or 200,000 doses of vaccine available at the time. So this then led us and others to call for an urgent need to begin stockpiling cholera vaccine. So just like the United States is now stockpiling influenza vaccine, we need to do the same for cholera.
So who's going to get the vaccine first if there's a limited supply to begin with?
Well, what some of us are recommending is that when you introduce a new vaccine, it's not a trivial matter. You have to get the healthcare workers understanding how to administer the vaccine, how to keep it refrigerated. So there are a number of logistical issues. So what we've been recommending is to think about a pilot program to at least take those couple of 100,000 doses and let's begin using them in selected areas of Haiti where there's an adequate healthcare infrastructure to get health professionals working with the vaccine and learning how to use the vaccine in anticipation that more doses will follow.
And it takes several weeks to build immunity. So if you're not going to be starting when, until springtime or so to start giving these vaccines, there's still a lot more people we can expect to come down with cholera.
It's just so sad. I mean, if you think about it, since the outbreak has started, there's been about 150,000 cases, and we're moving close to 4,000 deaths. You know, for a small country of 9 million people, 4,000 deaths is just devastating. We're getting towards numbers that are not too far away from what happened in the United States in 1918 with the flu pandemic. So this is something that's very serious and very sad.
Peter Hotez is president of the Sabin Vaccine Institute. He's also president of the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. He's been speaking with us about the World Health Organization's plans to start vaccinating Haitians against cholera. Thank you, Dr. Hotez.
Thank you for having me.